Good afternoon. Tracy Morgan back in the show with you with your extended news at noon. And for a few minutes, I want to talk about art. Can we talk about something fun and enlightening? Let's do that. Art in downtown Butler. Now, Jeff Geibel is on the phone with me, and he is the chair of the design committee of Butler Downtown. He also is with the Edward Jones office here in Butler. But, Jeff, thank you for joining me for a few minutes. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Tracy.
So it's interesting to talk about art downtown because, of course, in the past few years, of course, we had a lot of art being drawn or, if you will, painted on different things downtown. What is it that you're working on with local property owners in the art center to bring some art projects into downtown Butler?
Well, that's a good question. We have had some really great murals go up in recent years, some bigger projects that have really kind of lit up the city a bit. This is a little different. What we're doing, we're calling it pop-up street art. These are smaller designs, just something kind of fun the kids might enjoy. The idea is to take just ordinary objects, something that's ordinary or boring or maybe even a little ugly in the city, and then bring it to life through art, just by being creative. So we have about 10 designs that we're working on right now. We got some fun ideas, and been talking to some local property owners to make sure everybody's on board with it, and the Art Center has been a great partner for us here.
So when you're talking about artwork, are you talking about long-standing artwork? Will it stick around, or is this temporary?
Well, it should last for quite some time. If people decide we like it and we want to keep it up, it should be lasting, yes.
Oh, good. I'm interested to hear about what your ideas are. So if you're talking about you have 10 different designs, are you talking about 10 different days that you'll be out with these art projects?
So the first day that we might be talking about here that we have planned on the schedule is kind of a two-for-one. We have two sites that we're going to do on our first paint night. And then as time rolls on, we're hoping to do maybe once a month or so, have another paint night with another project or two elsewhere in the city, kind of popping up all over.
Okay, so you say you have two different sites. So tell us about those two different sites and what we'll be able to see that's going on. Because the public can come and watch you do this, right?
Yeah, and that's what we're encouraging people to do. So we want you to come out and cheer the artists on a little bit. And maybe have some fun, just have some fun seeing what they're doing. So we're kind of keeping it a little bit of a surprise what the art's actually going to be. You'll get to see it come to life as they're painting. And it should be something fun to do in the evening in the city that won't cost you a thing. Just come out and join us, see what's going on, and cheer them on.
What's your time frame for this artwork to go up?
So we have our first event on July 8th. In the evening, so we're going to start at 5 o'clock on July 8th here on Main Street in Butler. We've got two sites. One is Sir Speedy, which is right across from the Holly Point building, if you know where that is. Sir Speedy, we prepped it. We got it ready. We got a new coat of paint, fresh coat of red paint on the building, kind of gave them a facelift in preparation, and then they're going to do a design on the lower part of Bill's storefront there at Sir Speedy. The second site is, a lot of people know it as the old Ruffles and Truffles building, or if you're a little older, maybe Ralph's Shoes. We've got a design that's going to be on the sidewalk down there the same evening.
So are you talking it's going to be on the sidewalk and not on
Correct.
The building? Oh, interesting. Oh, that'll be interesting,
Correct.
Too. Yeah, because, art can go anywhere, and it's beautiful when it's done, and beautiful when it's done well. So are we talking about paint that will be going, I should say, up and on the ground? Because, you're talking about a wall there with Sir Speedy, and then, of course, the ground with Ruffles and Truffles, or the former Ruffles and Truffles. But are you painting, or are you using other material?
They're both going to be painted on designs, yep. We've been working closely with Steve Haley at the Art Center, and I believe he's kind of put the word out to a lot of their artists. They're forming kind of their own club, a new club, just to do these street art projects. So, like I said, these will be the first two out this year, but we're trying to make a little bit of an event out of it and see if people enjoy it, see what people think of it, and then hopefully we can do some more.
Jeff, you're talking about the artists there with the Art Center. I'm glad you mentioned that because I was wondering who the artists are. So you're talking about local individuals when you're talking about artists.
Yes, and it's all volunteer. So from start to finish, the folks here at Butler Downtown. We're a nonprofit. We're covering the cost of materials and doing some of the site selection, talking to the property owners, prepping for the art center to come in, and then the artists, they're coming in and volunteering their time as well. Just trying to do something fun in the city here that maybe will make a few folks smile.
Now, with the other murals that have gone up, of course, those are very large and take up a large space on the walls of these buildings or the facades of the buildings in the different areas of town. Is that the size that we're looking at, or are we looking on a smaller scale with this artwork?
No, these are going to be smaller designs. So, you know, it might be kind of fun as we get them up. If you're walking around town, you might have to pay attention a little bit. You could maybe walk right past one if you weren't really looking at it.
Okay, so that'll be a nice addition, but it'll be a surprise as we're walking downtown. So do you have anything in store in the way of a plan to utilize this artwork as we get into gatherings, whenever that would be? You know, I mean, who knows what that looks like in the future, but when we get to that point where we can have gatherings downtown, will you be able to utilize this as like a scavenger hunt or some kind of event that people can search for all of this artwork?
There have been a couple of people have brought that idea up. I don't think we're quite there yet, but if we get enough designs kind of scattered about the city, I think that that's definitely a viable option. We could do a scavenger hunt and send people out just to look around, see how many you can find.
Absolutely. July 8th, of course, the first day in the evening, 5 o'clock, is when the artists will start their work. Two different sites to start with, Sir Speedy and the former Ruffles and Truffles, and the sidewalk is going to be dealt with there. So it'll be fun. I'm excited to hear about this kind of thought. Now, what's the next date that you have planned, or do we just want to stick with July 8th? Are you going to look at, like you said, every month possibly?
That's what we're thinking, yeah. We need to finalize plans on some of the other sites. July 8th is the only one on the calendar we have right now. But, you know, if folks can join us, again, it's at 5 o'clock. It doesn't cost a thing. You just come down and cheer the artists on and kind of see that art come to life as they're painting it. And if you if you're in the city for the evening and you want a bite to eat, there's a lot of good food downtown. All our restaurants are open back up again. The breweries are running. You know, if you want to make it an evening, it might be a fun night out for folks. There's not a lot. Still not a lot you can do right now in this coronavirus world, but this is something that hopefully we can kind of have a fun evening with.
Yeah. When you're talking to prospective locations, what kind of prep work do you have to do, or who does the prep work? What's that conversation entail when you're talking to someone about artwork at their location?
So we kind of start with if we've got a design in mind, we try to match the design with the location. If I give you a preview of one of the sites that we're thinking about, we've got an exhaust valve coming out of the side of a building, kind of an ordinary looking PVC pipe that doesn't look like much, but we're gonna paint that to look like a little boy playing a saxophone.
Oh, wow.
The pipe would be the saxophone, if you can sort of envision
yes.
that. And then just, again, take something very ordinary and just bring it to life. So they're not big projects, but the fun is matching an idea with the right location. And then if the property owner's on board, we just, you know, clean or prep the site. Sir Speedy here, we put a fresh coat of paint on the building because it was time for that anyway. So we thought, you know, let's paint over top of a good canvas here. Down at the Ruffles and Truffles or Ralph Shoes building, the sidewalk, you know, we're going to need to get that pressure washed and cleaned and make sure all the weeds are pulled and everything's sort of pulled back away and ready to go so they can come in and just lay down some paint, you know.
Who makes up the designs? Is it the committee that looked at, like, that pipe and you kind of said, wow, this would be a really interesting way to do this? Or do you leave it up to the artists to pick out a piece of the property to then wrap their ideas around?
Well, to be honest, we're open to suggestions. If you get on the internet and Google, you know, street art, there are a lot of cool things that people have done in other towns. A lot of creative ideas that people have had. So, if somebody has an idea or a concept in mind, you know, reach out to us. Let us know. We can, you know, we're it's kind of a kind of a fluid situation here where we're brainstorming these ideas and trying to find the right spot and get them done.
Now, I'm glad that you're doing this, and I can only speak for myself because, yes, we live in this pandemic world right now, but this will pass at some point. It may be a long time, but, you know, when we get to the other side of everything, we're going to be back booming in downtown and gatherings and all of that. And it's like what I hear from you is you're forward-looking. You know, you're still improving the downtown Butler area, and you're still going to maintain it very well. And when those crowds come back, I can see a benefit to what you're doing just because it's nice to look at. With that pipe, I can just imagine it because I can imagine people visiting from out of town and taking their picture instead of the boy. You know, they're playing the saxophone. I can just imagine those kinds of things. What's your thought on that as you're looking at Butler downtown, as Butler downtown is looking at downtown Butler and trying to keep it going in the right direction?
Sure, sure. And I think that's where our board came from, this you know, as we had our first meeting here late spring, early summer, when we were finally able to meet face-to-face, we said, okay, let's start from scratch here. There's no Jeep Festival this year. There's not going to be the parades and a lot of the fun things that we were used to having on Main Street. So a lot of the things that we normally would focus on, we kind of said, okay, these are the things we can't do. What can we do? What can we still do? And this is something that we talked to her and we said, I don't see any reason why we can't move forward with this. So it's one of our bigger focuses at the moment.
It is. It's a unique way to be able to move forward. I really appreciate the ideas that you have. And do you have a website for people to go and submit ideas? If they do have an idea, or maybe they're an artist, of course they could talk to the Art Center and go from there. But can they get in touch with Butler Downtown in order to suggest an area, a building, an idea that surrounds art?
I would suggest our Facebook page, maybe. That's probably the most active or easiest place to reach us. If you just search for Butler Downtown, it'll come up right on Facebook there. And you're free to comment. There is an event on Facebook for this with some details as well. Again, July 8th at 5 o'clock.
Okay. Any restrictions in the material that could be used?
Well, I'll tell you what, that's Steve Haley in the Arts Center. That's their expertise. I kind of leave it to them as far as what paints or materials make sense for the application.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, it's
certainly going to be different paint on the concrete as opposed to wood paneling on a storefront.
Sure, absolutely. And I would assume that they know what's environmentally safe because they're the artists.
Sure, sure.
Absolutely. All right, so this is, again, July 8th, folks. You're more than welcome to come out and watch the artists if you want. This is going to be a paint night for artists. Two different sites, Sir Speedy and the former Ruffles and Truffles. And it's going to begin around 5 o'clock is when you can come out. And, you know, of course, there's prep work that's going to be done. But if you want to see the paintings or the artwork going up or started, then you can start that around 5 o'clock and be a spectator if you'd like. And Jeff Geibel on the phone with me. I know you're with Edwards Jones office down there, and also you're the chair of the design committee with Butler Downtown. Before I let you go, Jeff, if you don't mind me asking, I know you didn't come on to talk about Butler Downtown specifically, but could I ask how you all are doing as you're continuing to meet? I know you just mentioned that you know you're meeting and talking about artwork in downtown, but you take care of Butler Downtown quite a bit, and so how are you all doing in this time?
Well, we're doing the best we can. We have the design committee is just one of four committees working on different projects or different endeavors. We're always recruiting. You know, anybody who has an interest in the city or the downtown area, it's a lot of the business owners, but other folks are welcome to join us as well. Welcome to bring ideas. It's been an interesting spring, but something I'm proud of, having opened a storefront on Main Street here just last year, it really is a close community. People get to know their neighbors on the blocks down here, and throughout all this spring, you saw folks doing business with their neighbors. You know, even though some of them were hurting, they would go to their neighbors, patronize each other, really stick together. We've really, I think we're as close as we've ever been. It's a nice culture here on Main Street. I was surprised by that, to be honest, when I came here. I didn't expect everybody to be quite so warm and welcoming as they have been.
Yeah. And do you have different goals right now for Butler downtown, or downtown Butler? I guess we could go either way with that. Does the organization have any different goals for the downtown Main Street and different areas of downtown than you had before the pandemic? Has this changed or shifted your focus?
I don't know that it has changed our focus much. It certainly has delayed some things, but you know, again, the design committee, we're interested in all things appearance. We were very, very pleased to see the new streetlights that went up over mm-hmm. the winter. If you haven't seen that coming down through town, it's made a heck of a difference. All the wires are below ground now. All the old metallic poles are gone. The veteran banners, which we're all proud of, but they were just sort of hose clamps and PVC pipe. Well, now we've got poles that are built to handle them. They slip right on. It just visually, it's a much better appearance. So that's just sort of one of the things that we pay attention to. But Yeah,
you guys do a great job. Butler Downtown. Jeff Geibel, the chair of the design committee for Butler Downtown. Again, just one more reminder before I leave you. Jeff, is July 8th, two different sites with some artwork happening in downtown Butler. And Sir Speedy is one location, the former Ruffles and Truffles, the second location. You're more than welcome to come down and watch the local artists start this work around 5 o'clock on July 8th. And I'll look forward to all the different updates as you go along in this, Jeff. I appreciate your time today in doing this. Any final thoughts that you want to share with us before I do leave you go?
No, I would just remind people again about the good restaurants and breweries that we have here on Main Street. So if you come down to watch the artists and work up an appetite, come patronize a local business here. They'd love to see you.
Jeff, thank you so much, and you take care. We'll talk to you real soon.
All right. Thanks, Tracy.